In a moment, astrologer Jeff Harmon joins us. Jeff was last with us on the program 5 years ago, made an uncanny prediction prior to the November 2016 election that Donald Trump would become the next president. He was spot on. We're going to talk with him about some other things he's predicted and then get into your calls on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Jeff Harmon with us, astrologer for 4+ decades. Now, he utilizes a variety of systems, too, including traditional, classical, Western astrology, Vedic astrology, Kabbalistic astrology, and astrolocation astrology. We'll talk with him about them. And he has a remarkable client base and data bank of thousands of case studies. And as I was mentioning, he was on our program back in 2016 with Dave Schrader. But prior to that, according to David, Jeff, and we checked it out, it's true, Jeff Harmon made a prediction that Donald Trump would become the next president of the United States. And, Jeff, you were spot on that one.
Yeah, it certainly turned out that way.
Well, welcome to the program. And how did you get into astrology?
Actually, in the mid-70s, my mother was pegging my girlfriends to the T, and I was very skeptical. I said, come on. I said, this stuff doesn't work, does it? You know, you hear the story about the doctor and the gravity has, you know, he has more gravity than Saturn. And she laughed at me. My mother was very smart, and she said, you know, before you knock it, you better check it out. And I did, and I became smitten at that point forward. And she passed in 88, and we had just a wonderful time. And I've been very blessed to study with some really amazing people from India, from the Hebrew cult, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And it's been really a blessing. It's been a lot of fun.
Super. Now, we're going to take calls at the half with our listeners, and you don't need birth dates or anything like that, do you?
I can do that, but I'll tell you what I use. I use a very ancient technique known in India as Prashna. Many people in the West know it as horary astrology. It's literally based on consciousness. I cast a chart for the moment in time you break your mind, and I literally read it. It's very similar to palm reading, psychic work, etc. And I just read it that way.
Super. Jeff, give us your thoughts about 2022. How do things look?
I think 2022 is, from everything that I can see, the United States is going to go through some dramatic changes. We're already in it. We have a Neptune square Mars, Neptune opposition, Neptune series. Now, someone might hear that and say, well, what does that mean in plain English? That is a very tricky subterfuge energy. I call it a bamboozlement energy. And it's very much what has been going on. You could have set your watch to when COVID-19 came in. For years, people were asking me on shows, what did you think of the Mayan calendar? And I said, I can't come up with a thing. I said, but watch out for 2020 forward. And that's when we had the Saturn-Pluto conjunction. And it was absolutely eerie how close it was to when the media broke loose. Then we had a Saturn-Jupiter conjunction, which ushered in a new 240-year era, which happened right on the winter solstice of last year. And then the United States has been in this very challenging energy. And, of course, this is using what we call the United States Sibley chart. Now, that's named after a man named Ebenezer Sibley, who was a Mason, who was purported to have recorded the time. And he said about 5:10 p.m., the bell started ringing in Philadelphia. And as we know, our forefathers were quite steeped in mysticism, masonry, etc. So I use that chart, and the last time these energies happened in this country was in the 1860. And as we know, the Civil War broke out right in April of 1861. And I'm not saying we're going to have a civil war, but it might seem like a very high-level one. And what's interesting is everything looks like it's cutting loose right at the end of January this year through March. That's where it looks like it's really cutting through. Plus, we have, your last guess was right, we have a Pluto return going on the United States chart. And what does that mean in plain English? Pluto is very powerful and destructive. Another synonym might be it's the phoenix rising out of the ashes. And I really believe the United States has never seen this before. It's just going to be 246 years old this July 4th. And I can tell you this is the most dramatic energies I've ever seen on this country. And when you get away from the media and you start, you know, listening to real shows like yours and that portray a little truth, you can see there's a lot more going on. A lot of people are feeling this. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of dissension. I am so busy right now doing location astrology, people moving to places that they feel more safe. I think the COVID mandates have really been very challenging for many people. And all of this is an amalgam of energy that I think is coming to a peak. And this Pluto return goes on three times throughout 2022. So this is just beginning. The Neptune square Mars, the whole election allegations happened right when that first series happened. Afghanistan and all the mandates on the military happened this summer on the second aspects. And the third and final aspects that bring and usher in the Pluto return are literally upon us at the end of this month through March. So it's going to be an exciting year to see how this lands.
And are these things that will be or could be when you make predictions?
Well, I find it, the interesting thing is astrology seems to be an interactive consciousness. It where astrology really shines is it's very accurate in terms of energy points. But we also have to remember we're all, as a collective human race, our consciousness directly interacts with this. And there's a lot of forces going on right now in the world. And, you know, one of the guys I always like to quote is George Carlin. He basically had it right on when he said, forget the politicians, you have owners. They own this place. They print the money. Mm-hmm. They're above the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is really not any more federal than Federal Express. And I believe this is where this might be going on, is at a very high level. I really shouldn't mention, but I do have some people who are involved in very high-level banking issues, and I have one in the Fed. And I hear things, and a lot more is going on than what we're hearing in the mainstream media. And it parallels these very powerful energies, and I believe this is where it's going to go on, and the ripple effect will go down into the political level. So it's going to be, I think, some of the most unprecedented energies we've ever seen, from what I can see.
Jeff, and when we talk about Mercury went retrograde or Venus went retrograde, what does that mean?
Well, from Earth's perspective, they appear to be going backwards. We know they don't go backwards. You know, once we get to the third grade, we'd see the heliocentric model. But from, we don't live on the sun. We live on the Earth. So right now, Venus is retrograde, and Venus is doing something very powerful right now. It's called an inferior conjunction. In fact, the Mayan astrologers, the Chaldeans, the Vedas, they knew very well this was one of the most powerful energies that happens only every several years. Venus goes retrograde every few years, but here's the problem. It doesn't always do it between the Earth and the Sun. That's what an inferior conjunction means. It often will do it as a superior conjunction, which means it'll happen on the other side of the sun. So this one is far more powerful. In fact, it's been nicknamed the Quetzalcoatl myth, which is where an act gets committed, and then the person falls and goes into the underworld. That's where the Lucifer falling metaphor came from. So we're in that right now. Venus just went retrograde on December 19th. It's going to go into the sun on January 8th. That's a big shift. We might see the weather start shifting then. Venus has a lot to do with what they call opening the gates. It influences weather a lot. And, of course, we've seen some really unprecedented weather. It's been off the charts. I mean, here in California, I don't think I've ever seen in the last 40 years it this consistently cold and damp for this many weeks, and of course, a lot of rain in between, too. So this is affecting us. The other thing we have going on, too, and this broke out right when COVID also happened, it's something known as a Kala Sarpa Yoga. Now, that somebody listening to that might say, what the heck does that mean? Well, all the planets are in between the eclipse points. When the sun and the moon and the earth align, the eclipse points are where the ecliptic path of the moon, the earth, and the sun align. And they're called the moon's north and south nodes. They're not really planets. They're mathematical points. And in Nadi astrology, which is probably my favorite astrology.
That's from India, right?
That sure is, yeah. Many people have heard of Vedic astrology, and that's kind of a pop term. In fact, a dear friend of mine just passed away who probably was the guy who coined that phrase, and that was Chakrapani Yuval. Uh-huh. And I really like Chakrapani. He passed away in his 80s. But he kind of coined that phrase because people really couldn't relate in America to Jyotisha. Jyotisha is the true name of the science and branches of Vedic astrology. And Jyotisha means the science of the light of the soul. And Nadi is probably one of the oldest branches. Many people have heard of the Nadi palm leaves, where you can literally give your name and your, you know, your birth date and all that, and they can look up your entire path of your soul. Well, Nadi astrology really uses the eclipse points. In fact, you and I will die. In fact, everyone drawing breath will die when the moon's south node, Ketu, which is liberation of karma, will aspect your Saturn in very special ways, and the north node aspects the life breath force known as Jupiter. So Jupiter is the indicator of the soul. It's a totally different type of astrology that I'm actually very, very enamored with, because I got exposed to it back in the late 80s. A gentleman from India, quite old at the time, he would sit there and grab charts and he'd say, Jeff, this person will do this here, they'll get married there, they'll do this here, they'll do that, and he'll die at this age. And I'm like, oh my God, how did you do that? He says, you watch Saturn, which is your karma, Jupiter, which is the soul, and look at where all the juxtapositions are in the progressions and transits. And completely different than any other type of astrology. But anyways, we have that going on right now where all the planets are in between these eclipse points. They call it a Kalasarpa yoga because...
And is that unusual?
Oh, very. Oh, absolutely. It happens quite frequently. But when it does, it always parallels strange, unusual events, particularly pandemics, or there may be setups, like one of your guests was mentioning, that there's a lot of fireworks going on right now in the Middle East. And also, we're seeing things with Russia. These are the kinds of things that brew. That's why they call it a serpent curse, is because all the planets are literally, and in this case, even Neptune, Uranus, and Pluto are in between the moon's north and south nodes. And every 2 weeks, the moon will break that, because obviously the moon cycles around the entire zodiac every month. But these are powerful energies, and this all dovetails into exactly the stuff I was mentioning earlier that is focusing in on the United States chart. And this does not stop until the middle of April. And I think it's going to keep exacerbating the COVID issues on a global basis. And whether or not those numbers are being counted properly or not, I'm not saying COVID isn't real. What I do think is that it's being politically utilized. COVID's very real. I've had COVID. It's exceedingly strong. But I will say I've had worse flus. And but not to get into that whole issue. I think it's going to really exacerbate weather and health until this breaks up in April. And I think with the United States having unprecedented energies it's never had before. I'll say something positive, though. I ran the United States in Nadi astrology. And there's really no computer programs in existence, so I have to do it all by hand, which I kind of enjoy doing anyhow.
That's good. That's pretty intense, though.
It is, yeah. Yeah, what you do is you literally run Saturn out. It's a 30-year progression for each progression of Saturn, and Jupiter's a 12-year synodic cycle. So you just keep progressing them, and the nodes are 18 and a half years. And here's what I liked. Even though this looks like a little bit of a crap storm coming in and a lot of, you know, in order to get the phoenix rising out of the ashes, remember, you oftentimes get ashes. And let's hope that that's not too severe. But what I did like is this summer, Saturn, for the first time in 246 years, because that's how old the country will be, will begin a commencement of a 30-year progression over the destiny makers of the Sun, Mercury, and Mars. And the Moon is involved in there. Unprecedented changes. And we're, you know, when we see what's going on the lower political levels, we've got everything from the court being threatened to be changed, the New Deal coming in. There's a lot of tensions mounting right now. And this is going to be very interesting what happens. We still got Durham has not released everything. And I think a lot more is going to come out here in the near future than we expect.
Well, that's good news for a change.
That's hope. That's what I'm reading, you know.
What did you see, Jeff, prior to 2019 about the pandemic?
I just knew that in 2020, hell was coming to breakfast. I could just see it. That was the, you know, 9/11.
Did you know what it was?
I didn't know exactly what it was. And just like, you know, there's a lot of people speculating right now. I really believe this energy we're speaking about on the United States is going to bring some really powerful dissension behind the scenes at a very high level, probably at levels we're not necessarily going to hear about on the mainstream media. But I think its ripple effect will come down into the political arenas, and there may be a lot more trouble than we expect. And that may be a good thing, especially if people love their grandchildren too, because I really believe this country is on the precipice of becoming either a socialistic or outright close to communistic regime with an American flag on it if something isn't done. And this is the symbolism I see in the astrology. It's literally that intense. And even though we may not be hearing this, there's a lot of dissension and anger, but that's what the chart shows. Pluto, it may be a small planet, and I know a lot of people have said, yeah, but they've taken it out of being a planet, you know, because it's too small. And I always laugh and say, well, C4 and dynamite comes in small packages, too. And Pluto is powerful. It's been my experience watching it for many, many years in location astrology and transits and people's charts, progressions. It's exceedingly powerful. And we're about to see that happen to this country. I mean, look at what's happened. I mean,
it's incredible.
It's beyond incredible, George.
That's true.
I've never seen anything like
Jeff.
It in our lives. Have you?
Never.
Never.
Never, never, never. About 5 years ago, I said on this program, and I said repeatedly, I felt something impending on all of us. I didn't know what it was. I had no idea what it was. But I just felt something very ominous. And yep. Now that it's happened, I would say it's the pandemic, but
yeah, it's part of it. And again, I don't want to get into too much political stuff, but I think there's a lot more behind this pandemic than meets the eye. It's certainly been politicized and utilized in ways that have been very detrimental to the freedoms that
Absolutely.
Exist here.
Absolutely.
And
you're spot on that.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a lot of guys in the military who are telling me things that are a bit eyebrow-raising, and it fits this symbolism.
And they don't want the vaccination, and they're going to get booted out, for crying out loud.
You bet. You bet. That's one element. And the other one is they see other things going on. And there's levels of the military, too, that are far above the branches we know about, including Space Force. There's some pretty advanced stuff going on out there. And you know, you have a lot of folks on talking about that. And I've got a couple of guys who are in special ops stuff. And I work a lot with remote viewing groups. We've done a lot of studies on astrology as to why certain targets are very accurate at certain times and other times they aren't. And I've been very blessed to be hired to do a lot of analysis as to what could astrology bring to that. And it's clearly showing up in what we call this mundane astrology, the type of astrology we're speaking about right now, which is worldly events.
All right, hold on, Jeff. We're at a break. We'll come back and chat more, and we'll take phone calls. All he needs, Jeff Harmon needs, is a question from you. Next hour, psychic Elizabeth Joyce joins us to give us her feedback for what's up for 2022, and then we'll take calls with Elizabeth. We'll be back in a moment with our special guest, Jeff Harmon, and take calls with him in a moment on Coast to Coast. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you along with Jeff Harmon, and we will take your calls this half hour. His website is his name, Jeff Harmon, HARMAN.com. Jeff, have you ever seen as an astrologer a more uptight planet than we have right now?
Not in my lifetime, no. You know, it's interesting because the astrology shows exactly what's going on. The Industrial Revolution, there's a type of an astrology that goes all the way back to the flood of Noah. Wow. And it's based on the synodic cycles of Jupiter and Saturn. And the Industrial Revolution actually began very close to the formation of this country. Well, the last winter solstice, which was January 2020, this last December 21st, spot on that, we had a tropical Jupiter-Saturn conjunction, which I believe is ushering in a very high-tech era. And I think over the next 20, 30 years, we're going to see secret technologies be released that have been shelved, and a lot of wonderful things are going to happen, ultimately. But the scary part is this whole COVID, and I'm not saying COVID isn't real, I think was utilized to further an agenda that has been a global shutdown on not only liberties of people, but also to encroach upon actually doing some very high-tech things against people's minds. There's nanotechnology, excuse me.
Sure.
Nanotechnology that's being implemented, the 5G. So there's always opposing forces that come along with the divine, and it always seems to be like that. The good takes a step up, and the evil takes a step up, and the stakes are very powerful right now. And I think the stuff I was mentioning earlier with this country, the United States is the linchpin. If this country really gets taken down, I think it's going to have a big effect on the world. And I think that battle is much more prominent behind the scenes than we may realize. And I pray that my analysis of the charts, particularly the Nadi astrology in the United States, is correct, and that we see this swing back into a much more positive direction. And I have high hopes that that's likely to be true.
I do too, Jeff. And I think with people like you and with shows like mine, we're not going to let it happen.
No, we can't. We can't. You know, the human spirit is always going to be senior to artificial intelligence. I don't care how sophisticated it gets. There's nothing like the human spirit. It's senior to astrology. It's senior to everything. We are spiritual beings having a physical experience, and that cannot be changed. And you've studied a great deal, George, of past life and, you know, paranormal experience. I work a lot with it. I'm always just astounded at how accurate your last guest was mentioning that, where you can see in Nadi astrology what the parents were like, what the home environment was like. And people often say to me in readings, like, how did you know that my dad was this way or my mother was? Because it's in the chart. So how could this be? We're not our astrology. But there's something that's carried with us. It's called an etheric energy. Some people call it a seed atom. But they actually say the guardian angel from the Yetziratic dimensions picks your parents and actually attaches the spirit, psyche, and soul to the embryo at conception, not at birth. It's like the silver cord is assigned. And we're in converse, it's believed, with that angel until we exit the womb at first breath, and that's when the angel ties the spirit, psyche, and soul to the body. And the celestial matrix position is not us. Like many astrologers will run around and say, oh, you're a Libra, you're a Pisces. That's what I love about Nadi astrology. You're not your astrology, but you're influenced. It's the cloak we're wearing in these meat suits called bodies. And we are senior to it. And I think the religions have gone out of their way to suppress this stuff, because if you get people to realize who they are and their own empowerment, the greatest power in the universe is the correct reaction to energies that you have coming at you. It's like driving a car. If you see the person running a red light, you can react appropriately and not have an event. The same thing, the more you study, I love in readings where, you know, when I hang up the phone, the person has a better understanding of the energies they can take advantage of. And that's so critical. And it's helped me immensely in my life. I've had such a traumatic childhood growing up, and it really, I think that's why my mother empowered me with that. She, God bless her soul.
She did a good job, Jeff. She did a good job.
Thank you.
Let's go to the phones. East of the Rockies, Sherry's with us in Mayfield, Kentucky. Hi, Sherry.
Hey, George. Happy 2022.
You too. And what's your question for Jeff? And then he'll take it from there.
I was just curious about what the weather was going to be like in this coming year, and particularly the safety of where I'm located.
And where exactly are you?
Mayfield, Kentucky.
Mayfield, Kentucky. I think we're going to see the weather begin to shift as Venus goes direct. The best I can see on the mundane side of weather is it looks like kind of a tumultuous year. I think the weather in general is going to be a little bit cooler than we think. Even though they say there's global warming, I get there's a grand solar minimum going on, and it's likely to cause a lot of violent weather as cold fronts and hot fronts conjoin at different locations. But I would say, in general, the weather should start to get a lot better by the end of this month in general. But I still think it's going to be a rough year on that issue in terms of weather.
All right, great. Thanks, Sherry. I appreciate that. And the weather's been pretty tumultuous lately.
It has.
Jeffrey, hasn't it?
It's Venus retrograde, that's why.
Why is it that, astrologically speaking, alignments determine events?
The naughty astrology says that everything on this planet is co-mixed through the fixed stars and then blended through the planets, and the moon is like the alchemical blender to the earth. And it's interesting because they say the sun is the seed. In fact, many scientists are beginning to agree that the suns may not be as nuclear as they say. They may be portals to the upper dimensions, and that's why they're so bright. And the moon is the crucible where spirit manifests on Earth. So they certainly affect weather. 9/11 happened on the Saturn-Pluto opposition. I remember saying to my wife, I said, something's going to happen here real soon. And then walk through the living room in Beverly Hills, and sure enough, the towers were smolding. And then they came down like sparklers from jet fuel. And then the banks crashed in 2008 when the Saturn-Pluto square happened, and COVID happened right on the conjunction. So they really... The outer planets have profound effects. Your last guest was also mentioning the sidereal Jupiter-Neptune, which is coming in April, and he's right. That's going to have, I think, a spiritual upliftment where people are going to become less reactive. So these things, you know, I always say, forget Trinity, Neo, and Morpheus. This really is truly the matrix on the soul in these bodies. And again, naughty and Vedic astrology is profound because they're all based off lunar mansions, and very, very powerful stuff.
We're going to Kentucky again. Let's go to Tony, first time caller. Hey, Tony, you're on with Jeff Harmon. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I was wondering, what advice do you have me move forward in my career right now?
Advice for his career, Jeffrey.
All right, let me take a look.
All right.
chose to do something creative. What have you been doing?
I literally sort things and find packages and give them back to customers throughout the whole world. There's only a few of us that do it. Kind of like lost packages with nothing on them.
Yeah, yeah. It shows here that you might be well served to pursue something in creative marketing, something very creative that uses your
talent. I've been a lot of things. I've been a wedding cake designer, a tree doctor, engineer, a lot of things. About every 5 years I change.
Uh-huh.
So I'm about a three-year cuspis right now, and I'm wondering if I should change.
Yeah, let me see here, because I want to read this another way. Yeah, I see some good things coming up for you. It shows something with creative marketing. That's what it shows.
It's a pretty big corporation I work with, and I found a little niche in them.
Yeah, huh. I would look to see if there is some area you could get into that would give you the ability to use your creative talents to market things.
Kind of like a fireman of a, I find the worst thing to do and then make everybody want to do it.
That's great. Yeah, sounds like they like you, Tony.
Yeah, you got a lot of talent is what it shows. You really do. Yeah, believe in yourself. You could probably contribute a lot here to, again, it's all about marketing.
Yeah, well, you only market yourself anyhow, no matter what it is, because you can learn anything if you just can read.
True. It shows good things coming up for you. And actually, in the next, I'd say 6 to 7 months is what I get.
Good luck, Tony. Next up, let's go to Jeff in Durango, Colorado. Welcome to the show. Hello, Jeffrey.
Hey, George, how you doing?
Good.
So far, the New Year's looking up.
So far, so good. We're only into it for a few days, but so far, so good.
Yeah. Beginnings count. Anyway, I'm going to a quick Pharaoh asking Joseph what it means. I'm a plasma physicist, okay, for the Department of Defense. I get, and have always since childhood, remote viewing level dreams in twilight sleep or visions, actually more visions. This morning I woke up with young Albert Einstein, smiling at me right in my face. And this is in when I just now I looked at my hand from the other fellow that was before you, and I've got and I know my own palms, but I suddenly have a capstone pyramid with a perfectly round circle etched in the middle of my left palm.
Okay. How about a question for Jeff? Go ahead. Jeff?
Yeah.
For Jeff.
Well, yeah. I mean, do you want me to respond to that?
Yes.
I guess that's his question.
There you go. That is your question. You bet. What I get is you definitely have a prolific mind is what it says. You might want to pursue remote viewing. That's something I would tell you to look into. Remote viewing is amazing. I've had the blessings of working with some really talented groups, and some of them are connected with the military, and you might want to really cultivate that.
All right, Jeffrey, good luck. Next up, we're going to Nashville, Tennessee. Gabriel's with us. Hi, Gabe. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
Did you guys get snow out there today?
I'm so sorry. One more time?
Did you get snow out there today?
Oh, man, quite a bit. It's just started coming down out here the last couple hours, and it's collected quite a bit.
Wow. Okay, go ahead with your question for Jeff.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. I'm a little nervous. I'm fine.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
So recently I have experienced what you could call, I guess, an activation of power. And part of this is involving abilities that I've always been taught were impossible. I don't really like to put words on it because I think it's limiting. But my question is, what role does my journey, if any, play in the karmic impression of our collective conscience?
Of I forgot the last. I couldn't hear the last portion of the question. What was that? What role was?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I was asking, what role does my journey, if any, play in the karmic impression of our collective conscience?
All right, that's a deep question for you, Jeffrey.
That's a good one. I would say, from what I can see, have you ever gotten involved in trying to disseminate some kind of blog or knowledge? Or some way to become involved in self-motivation? Because that's a possibility here.
Yeah, it's a little complicated. I guess this past year, some interesting things that I never thought I would get into, like meditation and I guess finding a lot of answers, I guess. I don't know if this makes any sense. I like to call it, like, etherically or metaphysically. And I guess, like, I'm kind of realizing that, like, some of the things that I thought used to bring me, like, fulfillment, like, materialistically, have just kind of shifted. And I don't know, I guess I was just curious to get some additional feedback or insight.
Got about 20 seconds left.
Yeah, I would say, you know, that's something definitely to pursue is a spiritual growth. You know, meditation looks really good for you. I see you staying busy, though, in the mundane world, too. But, yeah, I think maybe that's a great adjunct to add to your life to make it expand more.
Jeffrey, thanks for your insight. Let's keep in touch. Up next, Elizabeth Joyce, the psychic.